views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, Sky, how's it going?
Good, honey. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. And we got two whole hours.
I know. I can't wait.
Minus a few commercial breaks.
I hope my lollipop lasts.
Uh-oh.
You know I'm a sucker.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, she just pulled out her lollipop to help her with her smoking.
Yeah, I've been trying, guys.
Yeah, no, I'm proud of you. Yeah, no, I'm sure. You know, when you're, you know, everything that you do like that, it's like an emotional connection.
It is.
You know, with cigarettes, alcohol, sex. I mean,
well, back up.
Money. It's all about, a lot of it's about the emotions. You know, people, you know, as far, well, let's being that sex seems to be a hot topic, so let's talk about
okay.
it.
Okay, I'm always up for that.
There you go.
No, you're always up for
I'm
that.
I'm always up for that.
Oh, boy. We're starting off the way. Before we get started, everybody, I would just like to say today is 9/11, and I would like to extend
our
condolences and our sympathies to all the people that left behind families that have crossed over in that horrific, horrific event. And I pray that it never happens again to this country with all my heart and soul. And if everybody would just take a moment to reflect sometime today, it would mean so much to the ones across the veil and so much healing for the ones that are still left behind. So God bless all our veterans. God bless all our firemen, our police. God bless everyone that was involved, and we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah. I want to know something. One thing that, you know, I was watching, I went to visit a friend of mine in the hospital today, and I was doing like, other than visiting him, I also did a little healing session with him. And, you know, and he just happened to have Channel 2 on, and of course on Channel 2, the major networks, they're going through every single person who died in 9/11. And, you know, it's nice. I don't know. You know, I have a thing about wanting to relive the moment year after year after year after year. You know, the Jewish people do that, in my opinion, too many times, year after year after year, to relive the pain all over again. And one thing that was really upsetting to me, that was bothering me, that all the money that was raised, all the generosity of the public, it didn't go to where it should have belonged. And a lot of the families didn't get money.
Are you serious?
Yeah, a lot of the families didn't get money or next to nothing, if anything at all.
Really?
And, yeah, it's a real shame.
That's despicable.
Yeah, so, and, you know, people saying, you know, donate it to the Red Cross and donate it to this, which I'm all for, don't get me wrong. You know, God bless everyone who donates money to the Red Cross because their hands are full. Everybody
comes to the Red Cross.
Everybody comes to the Red Cross. And what's the other one that's big? There's another one. And the big charitable.
Oh, yeah. The Army. Salvation Army.
Yeah, yeah. All the Santa Clauses and stuff like that. Jingling their bells. And, you know, it's great that people want to donate their time to raise the money and stuff like that. And especially, you know, people who want to, you know, raise money to feed the poor or help the animals. You know, God bless everybody who wants to put their energy into it. But you have to be very careful also as far as who you donate the money to, and you want to find out what percentage goes to what. But a lot of times when people want to donate money to foreign countries, most of the times it does not reach the people who need it most. it goes into, you know, the crooked yeah. hands and stuff.
You know, it's funny that you should bring that up. I always think about that. How much are you actually giving to the people who really need it? How many hands are in that till before they get it?
Yeah.
I always think of that.
And I always think, and if I'm not mistaken, I think there's a huge, there's not enough money of percentages. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. There's actually, there was a website, I saw it a long time ago, and they actually showed the percentages of how much money went to administration, how much went to the people. And you'd be surprised how little money actually gets to the cause.
Okay.
And, you know, Jerry Lewis, who raised, you know, $80 billion, I'm exaggerating, of course, but who raised,
no,
you know, and he, and a lot of that money, a good percentage of that money, I don't think went to where it should be. I mean, a lot of it did, but again, for all the money that he's raised year after year after year,
yeah.
again, I really have a problem with donating money to anything that has to do with research.
How about St. Jude's Hospital? I know
St. Jude's is very, very good.
They're, yeah,
they're, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're 100%.
Yeah.
All the money that you donate to St. Jude, 100%
yeah.
goes to the court.
And I always donate to the children from St. Jude.
Yeah, and that's very
it's
wonderful.
It's so heart-wrenching. Oh, my God.
Yeah. When you're donating money, though, to people directly who have to deal with their regular living expenses and, you know, deal with buying medical stuff that they need, I'm all for that stuff and buying food and buying clothes and
directly
and helping families who are having a hard time with their mortgage and, you know, with the victims of not just Katrina, but the ones in, you know, Sandy, Hurricane Sandy. You know, there's an organization that is, you know, volunteers for Hurricane Sandy. I forgot the name of it. Hopefully I can get it soon enough. Who do donate all of it. I mean, 100% of their raisings goes to the hurricane victims.
Yeah.
And they help families pay rent for their houses, pay bills and stuff. So, and they generate an enormous amount of money and they do very, very well by the people of New Jersey. So, and I know the people who are directly responsible and they are true blue people. They really are.
I do know, I think it was 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, there was a big scandal on television about the people who are donating to animal funds. I will leave them nameless. However, they're still on television. And I think maybe out of a dollar, they see 2 cents out of a dollar. Yes. Now, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, it's basically, it's scamming. That's what it is. It's taking
it's
advantage.
Ridiculous.
It just goes on and on and on. But like I said, you want to, when you're donating to wherever you're donating, you want to find out the percentage of how much goes
yeah.
to what.
The only thing I really donate to is the Children of Pine Ridge because I know they're really getting the money. And also St. Jude. Those are the only two that I actually donate to. But on the other hand...
What's Pine Ridge? I don't know.
Pine Ridge is a reservation in South Dakota.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So the only thing that I do, though, I actually really help physical people I know.
Right.
If they need money and I have it, they have it.
Mm-hmm.
They know that.
Right.
Anything I have, you have. So, you know, guys, if you need help, I'm here.
Now, I just want to give people an understanding that when you donate money to organizations or people, and let's say it doesn't go to the cause that it was meant to be, spiritually speaking, you get 100% credit from God and the angels because your intentions were to help cause in need. You know, personally, though, it's upsetting if it doesn't go for that cause. But when you're giving of your heart and your soul and your money and your time and energy, you know, God does recognize your generosity and your compassion to your fellow man. Now, when I look at people like Mayor Bloomberg, who's literally worth about $13 billion.
Is that all?
Yeah.
So
anybody who's worth in the billions of dollars, I mean, what you could do, whether you have $1 billion or $13 billion, what can you not buy or have?
Nothing.
With anything.
How much is enough?
I mean, to take half of what he has and to donate, or Bill Gates or the fellow who owns Facebook, what is the big crap about literally donating billions of dollars specifically, even if it's in your control, right, so that you could specifically help out families. So you hear them say, oh, he was so generous, he donated $10 million, which is great, $10 million. But at the same token, you're worth, you know, billions of dollars,
trillions of dollars.
And that's like a nickel to them.
Exactly. And you know what most of them do is a tax write-off.
And it's for the tax write-off. And it's ridiculous. It just blows me away that these people who are billionaires are worth mega millions and millions of dollars. It's like, you got to give me a break. So when these actors and actresses are making $20 million, now granted, yes, they have to pay their managers, which they get 20-25%. They have to pay the lawyers. They have to pay the people who are working for them. So yeah, there's a certain amount, but you know, a lot of people live above their means,
absolutely,
regardless of how much you
make. But if you have a certain set amount in your bank account, you know that's yours.
Right.
After everything's been taken care of, but it's in the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 digit numbers. And if you're not helping people, shame on you.
Yeah. That's definitely bad karma. It really is.
How much when you're you do, for heaven's sake?
Honestly, I always said, you know, when the time comes and I'm worth tens of millions of dollars and stuff, after a certain amount, you know, once I hit, say, a plateau of $8 million or $10 million, after that, the rest of whatever I could generate, it's just going to go to the public or where I could help out or whatnot.
Absolutely.
You know, and it kills me that with the politicians say, oh, they're, you know, you got to invest in the future. You got to invest in the children. You don't hear that anymore.
Nope.
And they just keep on taking more and more away from the education. And when I was listening to Obama speak, I was just getting sick to my stomach. I hate listening. He's a good talker, but there's nothing behind.
He doesn't know what he says.
Yeah, he says a lot of big hoopla, but, you know, unfortunately, he's been rated as one of the worst presidents of all time.
Not only that, Bush said this, what, 10 years ago?
What?
Exactly what's going on right now. He should have kept the ground troops on the ground. He should have done what he had to do, finished the deed, and then pull everybody out. Instead, what happened was they pulled out too quickly. Now they're working against us with all our own tanks and artillery and everything. And still the deed is not done.
I know, we have to go to break now. All right, everybody, this is Artie and Sky. We're the dynamic duo. And we're gonna be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Oh, darling, please believe me.
I did. Hello, welcome back, everybody. If anybody wants a free reading from Sky and or I, just give us a call at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We'll help answer any questions that you have.
We would love to hear from you guys.
And if not, just kick back and enjoy our conversation. That's all we do.
I love it.
You know, every time, you know, I went to...
How was your weekend?
How was my weekend? I had a good weekend. I did. I had a fun weekend, and We visited friends this past weekend by the Atlantic City area.
Nice.
And I went to Seaside, and there was a big radio gig there. But it was all about running, though. It's like there was next to hardly anybody at the booth there, but that's fine. But a lot of people were coming up inquiring about parties and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, we went to our friend's house. Charity met me in South Jersey in Atlantic City. We had a really, really good time with them because their backyard's like Club Med.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Just the way they have everything set up.
Ah.
So then after that, we were celebrating his birthday. His name's Glenn Schneider. Happy birthday, Glenn.
Happy birthday, Glenn.
And so we went to Tropicana.
Yeah.
And the Angels were kind to me, and I won $500.
Ah!
It was like $500 or $600, I forgot.
Fabulous.
So I was like up and down a little bit on the slots, which I really don't play slots enough. But my friends were hanging out there. Charity was hanging out there. I said, I'll play slots for a little bit. So I went up and down, and then I was down, and then I won back all my money from the slots. And something kept pulling me to go to the craps table. And I kept on throwing number after number after number, and I kept on winning. Yeah. And so I did really, really well. And I probably won about 400 there or something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
350, 400.
You know, when I go to the casino.
And then I went to the roulette table and I won some more money. So, and then I had to hurry up and get back in. It was great.
That's fabulous.
It was fun.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. And then I gave charity some money. Give money to charity. There you go.
She's your favorite charity.
I always do. Give to charity.
She's your favorite charity.
There you go.
I happen to know that when I go to Atlantic City, I love the slot. You know me. You know when I was little, is that when you? I was stuck on the slot. I have two favorite ones: Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Really?
Yeah. I just love to hear them scream Wheel of Fortune. Da 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 da. But you know what? It's so stupid because you could actually win more money when you don't hit Wheel of Fortune than when you do.
Ew.
But I just like wait for that Wheel of Fortune. And then Jeopardy. Oh, I love Jeopardy. One of my all-time favorites. When it goes to the boxes.
Oh, yeah. So when you say go to the what about the boxes?
What happened?
You said when it goes to the boxes.
Yeah, it goes to the boxes. There's like a whole bunch of boxes and they have numbers on like amounts. So like the light flickers through all these boxes with different amounts and
okay.
hope that it hits on
a big,
$1,000
yeah, big amount.
But it never does. It's usually $25.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Like the little figure I get.
If I'm going to play the slot machines, I got to play where like the numbers are big above the machine, where it's like 70,000, 50,000, 200,000.
Yeah, right.
I'm not, you know, it's nice to hit a couple hundred or a few hundred or a thousand. I'm going to hit the big box. I'm going to hit the big box.
You know what? It's funny. It's actually called the progressive, but I call it the progresso.
Why?
Progresso, like the soup. I don't know why. I'm an idiot. Okay, let's go to the progresso, kids. Actually, it started with my daughter. She saw the word. She was young, and she was, like, walking, like, in the hallway because they're not allowed on the floor. She said, Mommy, what's a progresso? I said, it's a can of soup, honey. She said, no, it's one of those machines. I said, no, it's a progressive. So it stuck. It was like a cute little thing.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
It stuck.
That's too funny.
Yeah. I had a great weekend.
And tell me about your weekend. I'm sorry, I wasn't asking. You were asking about mine.
Well, it's okay. I was just going to wait until you got around to asking.
All right. How was your week?
Okay. All right. All right.
Stop twisting my arm. I'll stop twisting your arm.
Keep my arm back. Well, it started off actually not this weekend, but last weekend, Labor Day. Labor Day, I went to the most phenomenal family powwow that is ever thrown. Phenomenal. I mean, it's my family. It's my kids. It's a family-run powwow. So, you know, it's the bomb diggity. And Richie, my husband, he was named from my brother in Pine Ridge, Hoka. Now, Hoka is a badger, and Richie can be a badger at times.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he was named Hoka.
Wait, badger, not bastard.
Like that, too. No.
Go ahead.
Love you, honey.
Go ahead.
So he was named Hoka. So everybody calls him Hoka when we're in the Native community. And that last weekend, my daughter had asked him to make his famous chili to feed 400 people. Because the dancers and the people who come, they all get to eat for free. That's what we offer.
Mm-hmm.
So I made my fry bread for 400 people, and he made his chili. So we had this beautiful kitchen there on the ground. So they actually named it the Hokahe Cafe.
Oh, really? That's cool.
It is. But the best thing about the weekend was that we made absolutely amazing family with a beautiful young family that I didn't know from Michigan. And they're Ojibwe. And they happened to be my daughter's third cousin. And this was the first time we met. And we just hit it off. Like, he's been my son forever. And his wife, beautiful Felicia, is like, she's been my daughter forever. And they have the most amazing little two-year-old. His name is Wingish. So Wingish is absolutely an adorable little cubby bear with a face that has two apple cheeks and the most beautiful eyes and a smile that you could just suck up and eat. Right?
Yeah, some baby face, some kid.
Oh, he's got
those cheeks. You just gotta bite them.
Yes, those.
You gotta bite them. You gotta bite their cheeks, their tush, their legs.
Yeah, that's it. That's Wiggish. And you know what? He fell in love with Mia. Instantly fell in, and I mean really. He told his dad.
So did I.
Girlfriend, I know.
Mia's her granddaughter, in case nobody knows.
Yeah, and he fell in this little two-year-old. Little doll fell in love with my granddaughter Mia. So she was in the Hokahe Cafe and he's looking all over her and he can't find her. So he says to his daddy, Daddy, I love Mia. I love Mia. Where Mia? Where my girlfriend?
Really?
Yeah. And Rob took her in and he's hugging her and he's kissing her and they hit it off amazingly. But the whole thing was that, you know, we're traditional people and he's traditional, his family's traditional, we're like-minded and we just hit it off. It's like I knew them for my entire life.
That's wonderful.
It was wonderful and it still is wonderful because, you know, Mia has no dad and he kind of stepped up to the plate and he said to her, I will never leave you. I will always be there for you. Because, you know, in the Native culture, a little girl leave her dad, who's a young dad, you know what I mean? And to teach her tradition and to teach her the meaning behind spirituality. And not only do I teach her that, but she needs it from a man's point of view as well. So we just clicked.
That's wonderful.
And after the weekend, we kept in touch. And then this weekend, we all got together out in York, Pennsylvania, because it was my sister Heather's, my nephew Dakota's birthday. And Rob and Felicia and Ringish were invited. So we were there at Heather's house the whole weekend. And we had such a wonderful weekend.
Oh, that's good.
Absolutely delightful. It was something I needed spiritually. It was emotional.
Yeah, it's always great when you get together with family, especially when you have family reunions and you get to hear all the stories. And it's very important to know the history of where you came from and your background.
Yes.
Because it gets to you to know more of who you are. And to where your family came from and what did people do, whether it be the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But it helps identify who you are and it helps you understanding who you are. And it gives you a more sense of security when you know your background. But when you don't know your background or you don't know who your family is, or
that's sad.
It's sad and it's painful.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're very lucky for all those people who do get together with their family. Sometimes it's a family reunion. Sometimes it's because of a wedding. Unfortunately, sometimes it's because of a funeral. But yet, nonetheless, when you get together with family, I mean, that is a wonderful, wonderful blessing.
And I'll tell you something. It's like Creator put us together. Don't we have to go for a commercial?
Yeah, we're going to go for a commercial break. All right, everybody. If anybody wants to get a reading from Sky and I, just give us a call at 800-930-2819. And the Dynamic Duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
And Answer Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-letter-B, Intuit, or letter R, letter U, Intuit.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Welcome back, everybody, and we're going to get back. We're going to get to our original topics. We do have a couple people on the line, and but we're going to get. I just wanted to talk a little bit about our original topic, and our original topic for this show is "Yes, you are good enough." And this is all about. A lot of people have a lot of problems with self-worthiness issues, and you know, whether it be about your relationship, whether it be about your job, whether it be about going after your goals, go after what it is that makes you happy. And too many people have grown too comfortable in the uncomfortableness of their life, and they've learned just to play that way of life, and they've also become conditioned on trying to make everybody else's life comfortable and put themselves aside. And unfortunately, too many people, their partners in life say, oh, you're not going to amount to anything, right. You're not good enough, and it cuts down your confidence, and so therefore you don't feel like that you are good enough to do your talent or to go after your job or to do what's for you, because they want to suppress you so that you stay in their comfort zone so that they could emotionally control you and you do just what they want to do rather than you live out your own truth and your own your own self-worth.
And that a lot of times stems from families and parents. Did you know that?
Yeah, of course.
There's a lot of parents who put their children down to the point where they have no self-worth right from a young age.
Yeah, and also the bad thing is, you know, a lot of parents have instilled fear into their kids and say, well, if you don't get good grades, you're going to get this, right. And you're not going to get that, and if you don't do this, and if you don't... And they put so much fear into their kids.
Yeah.
You know, everything is a balance. You know, some parents don't even care enough for the kids to get involved enough with their children. But to put the pressure on your kids, just, you know, accept them for who they are. And not all your kids are going to be the same. They all have their own individual personality. They all have their own individual gifts or their own individual goals. And so it's about supporting them for who they are. And a lot of parents make the mistake by trying to keep their kids within their comfort zone,
yes,
when their kids are living outside their comfort zone and just being who they are and expressing who they are.
And a lot of parents live vicariously through their children.
Right.
And they want their children to have the dreams that they were never successful at having, which I think is terrible. You should never instill in your children what you wanted, what you were striving for and couldn't get. You should let them be their own people with guidance.
Right. If the kids want to do it, then by all means, you know, then great. You know, if they want to do the same thing that you wanted to do,
that's
great.
Different.
But if your kids are resisting, because there are some kids who are really good at what they do, but they're not happy with it. They've just been driven because they want to make their parents happy,
right,
or because of peer pressure or whatnot. So they're driven by fear. So there's two ways of being driven to success. What's that?
I'm giving you a gift.
You're giving me a gift.
I'm giving you a beautiful gift.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
thank
you. It's
a crystal that I would love for you to have.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Love
All right,
you.
She gave me a beautiful white clear crystal, and it's gorgeous. It's really, I could hurt a lot of people with this.
You can knock their eyes out.
I can knock their eyes out. Now my confidence level has gone higher. It's like walking around with a Magnum in my side pocket.
This is a very special one because it's got a lot of facets, and it's given with great love and great clarity.
Oh, awesome. Because I wanted a clear crystal too. I was thinking about that yesterday too.
Thank you.
That's really cool. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. It's my honor to have you.
Well, it's my honor to take it. Thank you. I will cherish that. I really will. So as far as you are good enough, always feel that you are good enough to achieve your goals. You are good enough to go after what you want. You're good enough to go after your happiness.
You're better than even good enough.
Yeah, good is only here. You're way over there.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you. But
people get hung up on that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
How do you know you're not good enough unless you try? And you know when you're not good enough? When you stop trying. That's when you're not good enough, is when you stop trying.
It's your own limited beliefs that will stop you from achieving your goals. You know, and, you know, hey, listen, if it is your happiness to make other people happy and you are truly happy at just taking care of other people and you love to be the nurturer and stuff, that's great. But unfortunately, what happens sometimes is that when people give so much of themselves and the appreciation or the love is not given back in return, you know, because a lot of people have their. And I've counseled with all the thousands of people that I've counseled, you know, women, you know, their inner soul is not being fed. It's like, yes, they get the hugs from the kids or whatnot, but from their spouse or from their closest loved ones where they should be getting nurtured or emotionally or sexually satisfied. And you know, to feel like a person, to feel like a woman, you know, and for men, it could be the same thing too, where men are just, you know, they're there to make the money. They're there to support. They're there to, but yet, you know, it's
got to be a balance.
There's got to be a balance.
Got to be.
There has to be a balance.
You're a very nurturing person.
Well, yeah,
You're very nurturing, and you know what? You always are. It's not like yesterday I'm nurturing, tomorrow I'm not. I have never known you not to say something to me whenever you see me that doesn't give me some type of confidence or nurturing. Or just kindness that I really need. And I'm not joking.
No, I know.
Believe it.
No.
I don't know if I can say that on the air.
No, you're not.
But I'm sorry. Scratch that.
Okay.
But honestly, really, he is. He's such a true to himself person. And that's what I really love about him the most.
Thank you.
Thank me. It's the truth. I wouldn't lie.
No, thank you for the
compliment. Okay, now pay me the $100 you said you were going to pay me to say that. Only kidding. Oh. I truly mean that.
No, the reason why I became like that, you know, when you said that, I thought of my mother and my father, because my mother just gave and gave and gave to my father and to the family so much. I mean, unlimited amount of support and love and balance. My mom, I mean, when I tell you this lady's love could hold up, you know, a bridge, a building. I mean, it's amazing how much you gave. And my father just badgered her and knocked her and tore down her spirit. And I did everything in my power to lift her up and to make her feel good. And I was thinking about this the other day, and I can't go there too often because I get too upset. But this is the love that I have for people, and especially for my mother, where I remember, now my mom's a grown woman. She's an adult. And I remember my mom telling my father, I want to go out with my friends tomorrow. I'm going to meet them for lunch. And my father was yelling at her like a little baby, like really being extremely arrogant and nasty. He says, you're not going out with your friends. This house, and he was cursing a lot. This house has to be clean. And the house wasn't in bad shape. I want you to clean this house. You're not going out. Yes, I am. No, you're not. I swear I will make your life a little bit. So I woke up 6 o'clock in the morning and I started cleaning the house. And I did everything to make that house as clean as possible. And so my mom wasn't even up yet. And so when she was lying in bed, I went to her and I said, Mom, I said, you can go out with your friends. I said, I cleaned that house for you.
But look at the legacy she left.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
And did you see what I said about you? That is her legacy. So she did everything right. It wasn't her, it was him. And look what she left. Look at the great man she produced.
Yeah. It was just the love that I have for my mom. And like I said, so when I see people in a vulnerable position, I can't help but not help out other people to nurture that, take care. Now, mind you, at the same token, even though I help out other people, I've also learned to create balance, because some people, where you could give a bucket of water when they're thirsty, but, you know, I'm not going to take my whole lake.
Right.
And give them all the water, and then I leave myself depleted.
Yes.
And unfortunately, that's what a lot of women have a habit of doing. They complain that they don't have enough money, but there is enough money coming to them. It's just that they give too much to their kids or to their grandkids because they feel sorry for them. And so what you're doing, you're enabling them. You're not building up their character. So there's
that's
a balance.
Right.
You could assist them. And if they're still struggling after your level of assistance, then they're going to have to make do.
You're right. You're absolutely right. But there comes that balance again. And, you know, those are the things that you have to learn. And that comes with experience. Like, I'll tell you, when I first had my first grandchild.
Yeah. When you had your one.
Yeah, my first grandchild, I indulged her. But I saw that that really wasn't right because she was expecting. And I quickly changed my method, you know, and I raised the other ones. I didn't raise them, but, you know, I was in a large part of their lives. And I feel like instead of indulging one, everybody gets a little bit of something. Everybody gets the same.
Yeah.
Instead of indulging.
I believe that when you want to help out your kids, okay, give to them what they're willing to give to themselves. So if they want a new bike, if they want a new car, if they want a new anything, whatever you put in, then I'll match it. You put in nothing, you get nothing.
Right, that's a great idea.
You know, I'll match 50% of whatever it is you get in. And not your kids can't get everything right away. And too many people, too many parents say, well, I've had nothing, or I always have to struggle. I didn't want my kids to struggle like that. But yet it made you the character kind of a person that you are. It made you strong.
Yeah.
But right now we have to go to a commercial break. So everybody, anybody who wants to call in.
Come on, guys, give us a call.
Give us a call. We do have a person or one or two people that's called in already. We will get to you as soon as the commercial break is over. But the number is 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. Don't be afraid to call us. So stick around, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day, his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Right now, we have a very, very patient person. Hopefully, she's still patient.
I hope so.
Melissa, are you there?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Melissa?
Yes.
What Hello? Can we do for you, love? What did you think about the topics we were talking about?
I thought they were interesting. Definitely about... You know, you are good enough, because I do feel like a lot of people don't feel like they are good enough. So I feel like everyone needs to hear that now and again.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true, because if people need support, and it's very important, because with every successful person in life, there's always people behind them that make them who they are. And unfortunately, there's a lot of kids who, you know, perform well, whether it be in grades, whether it be in sports, and they feel like, I've done it all. I did it. I did it. I didn't have any help. I did it myself. Not realizing it was their parents who gave them that home base, or just enough of that emotional support to keep them, you know, strong. Because a lot of people, you know, you don't always need the net, but when you give your partner or your kids that emotional support, that emotional net underneath them, it allows them to be able to do all kinds of tricks and acts on the balancing beam. And when you don't have that support, you don't have that net, because if you fall, you're gone. So, you know, just to give somebody that emotional support, it means an awful lot, because if they fall, it's like, don't worry, you know, we're okay, you'll be okay. And so there is that support, you know, whether it be financially, monetarily, emotionally, spiritually, it is very, very important. And so there's never anybody who makes their success on their own. There's always a person or many people who help make somebody successful.
Yeah. Melissa, I'm feeling a void in your life. You're coming across to me through spirit that there's a void in your life right now. A little bit of a sadness and a void. Can you relate to that?
I can.
Okay. Is that what's playing on you right now emotionally?
Right now, there are a lot of things playing on me emotionally, but there are two things in particular that lately, over the past 2 years, one thing emotionally, but as of lately, something.
What?
Anyway, it's not big.
I'll tell you what, why don't you cut to the chase and ask us the specific questions that you'd like
you
to have.
You don't have a lot of time, but you can always call us privately.
But if you want, just cut to the chase and ask us a specific question. But before you do, what I'm getting is, what would help you is, believe it or not, taking more than just your basic showers, because I see you in the shower and I see a cleansing with you, and I keep seeing you in the shower. And it's just very cleansing to you. It's like, I feel like, you know, some people, they could just relax and listen to music or read a good book. And with you, it's like, I keep on seeing you in the shower, and you're just being, you know, satisfied, nurtured. in the shower with the water just eating on you. Comfortable. It comforts you, soothing you.
I see a comfort zone. I see that you're a playful person, but within inside of your heart, I do feel this void that you carry. But nobody really knows it because you keep it a secret. And are you having problems with finances? I know everybody has financial problems, but with work or finances. And do you have children?
I don't have children.
Okay, because I'm seeing kids around you. Do you work in the childcare industry, or do you have nieces and nephews that love you or are around you a lot?
I have one nephew. I don't see him too often, but he's not even a nephew. He's my cousin's child. I call him my nephew.
Okay.
Hold on just a second.
Yeah. I see a lot of kids around here.
Were you hoping to get yourself famous or doing something that you're looking for fame? Because I keep on hearing the song by David Bowie, Fame.
No.
I'm trying to understand why I'm seeing this, something about being famous. Believe it or not, you are going to do something, because when I hear songs in my head, I'm never wrong. And I keep on hearing the song by David Bowie, Fame. And you are going to be doing something that is going to be strongly publicly recognized. And you're going to experience this, believe it or not, within a year's time. You're going to get your a few seconds or a few minutes of fame in front of a lot of people.
Yeah, and I'm also seeing a move in a direction for you, a move of some sort.
Okay.
What question is it that you would like to ask us, and be specific?
Okay. Will I have children?
Ah, that's what I'm picking up on. I think you will. Yes, definitely. That's why I'm seeing you around children. Isn't that funny? Sometimes
because we've been trying to have kids for 2 years now and no children.
She said?
She's been trying for 2 years, and yet she doesn't have children.
Well, what Rodney Dangerfield would always say, he says, sometimes the best thing about children is making them.
No. Have you been to a doctor?
Yeah, we're doing IVF.
Okay.
Infertility treatment.
Just relax. Calm down. If you need to take a break for a couple of months, do it. I do see children around you. Like, that's why I said, like, in daycare, or work with children. But I absolutely see children around you, sweetie. So I'm going to tell you that eventually you will have children.
Yeah, you're going to have more than one child, too.
Yes. And in fact, I see a multiple.
And maybe that's where your fame is, because where you're going to get famous, or you're going to have a multiple birth. You'll have probably at least three or four within one pop. Twins is kind of common, but I'm telling you, you're going to get recognized for all the kids or for what it is that you're doing.
Even if it's just in the hospital recognition, it's going to be an amazing thing.
Or the fame could also be that you end up giving birth right at January 1st.
Could be.
Or it's going to be on a major holiday. But there's something coming within a year's time that's going to bring you notoriety.
But I did pick up on the kids right away. So I believe with all my heart that you will have children. So do not give up. Don't lose confidence. And that void that I was feeling is the void of you not having the children.
Right. And I say this with bold confidence. It's more because of your emotions that's stopping you from having kids than your physical capabilities. And like, more times than not, people who end up adopting one child end up having like children. They start popping them out like Pez right after they adopt the child, because the pressure is off.
Right. And that's what I want you to do. I want to take the pressure off of you.
Yeah, it's
I want
emotional.
You to take the pressure off of you and your husband.
Yeah.
Don't make it a big deal. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, it will happen. So just, like, don't get all bent out of shape and don't cry. I see you crying a lot because of it. And don't. I want you to stop crying.
Just know God hasn't forgotten about you.
Right.
And Sky and I do see you with children. So your prayers are going to be answered.
But, absolutely.
But it stinks when you're trying to make love and the part is you're trying, you're not enjoying it because you're doing everything with an agenda. And then when you don't get pregnant, it gets upsetting. And then when you're going to make love, you end up like, God, is this going to happen? Enjoy the process of it.
I'm going to tell you something. When you do your IV, go home and make believe you didn't have IV and go to bed with your husband and have a lovely time with him. Okay? So your mind, you don't know where you got pregnant. You understand? It could have been from the IV or it could have been from your husband and naturally. And I never want you to feel, because even if you did get pregnant through the in vitro fertilization, I never want you to feel that it's not good enough. So that's why I want you to go home after that and make love. And I saw children around you immediately. That was like my first, if you remember, that was my first, besides a void, my first opinion of what I saw from spirit with you.
Now, I do say this with bold confidence. Go away to where there's water and allow yourself to go to a bed and breakfast or go away to an island, but by the water, and just enjoy the ambiance and the atmosphere. And then at nighttime, you know, when you do the whoop-de-doo, the wild monkey dance, you're going to enjoy it. But incorporate pleasure to it and don't stop making it an agenda. But I do believe that your chances are much better when you're away from your home.
Just forget about it.
Vacation and just enjoying each other. And just know it's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
I picked it up immediately. So I don't see it so far off.
All right, sweetheart. Well, listen, we appreciate you calling in. We got to go to a break
you,
now.
And I wish you all the best.
We'll say our prayers for you.
Absolutely. And when you do become pregnant, you better call me back.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. And just
let us know,
if it's a boy, just let us know the name, Artie Watt. I don't care.
Or Sky Watt.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Listen.
God bless, honey.
You're with Sky and Artie. Oh, really quickly, Sky, what's your number if people want a private reading?
908-500-1474.
And if somebody wants to get a reading for myself to have an Artie party or a private reading, call 877-ANGEL-02. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Ta-da!
Ta-da.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.